I could read this various ways, Biz-Dash Bob. I should be holding funds for fraud, just in case. It's kind of like always have cash in case you get mugged. Is it kind of the same thing?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about it from that point of view.
Well, you know, leave it to me to come up with something totally lame. What exactly are we talking about today?
Well, this is sort of a new policy, relatively new, that your friends at QuickBooks have come up with. If you process credit cards through QuickBooks, which is fantastic, I promote that all the time. I think it's very easy for people to send an invoice, and then the customer or their customer just clicks on a link, pays it, and it automatically applies the payment and makes a deposit for you. It's a really nifty feature in QuickBooks, except for one minor hiccup when you first hook up QuickBooks to the online payments. For some dumb reason, they decided in the recent past, I'm not sure exactly how long they've been doing it, the very first transactions you send through, they hold them for like a week.
Wow.
They don't give you your money for a week.
Because they're not sure if you're a fraudster.
Exactly. So the secret, I don't know, I haven't actually tried this yet, but I'm going to, and the next person that I work with that wants to sign up, is just when you immediately get approved, the first thing you want to do is run a dollar transaction through.
Oh, so they'll hold the buck.
So anyway, it's just I had a situation this week where somebody signed up and they were very frustrated because they still hadn't gotten their money after, you know, like 5 days.
That is an issue if you're, you know, you're trying to meet a bunch of expenses and, you know, you may have had a tight, but who hasn't had some tight times during this whole thing?
Right. So I'm just trying to make it clear to everybody that when you first sign up for payments, which I completely think is a fantastic feature in QuickBooks, that they understand that the very first transactions don't run, you know, $18,000 on credit cards that first time, because you may not get your money for a long time.
Yeah. You need to be talking to people who have big credit like charges per day. Need to make sure they have some kind of cap on it, and then they can always call their bank and say, hey, can you lift that? I got a big charge going through.
And actually, you can do that in QuickBooks. You can set the caps and the ranges of transactions.
Now, that is smart. All right, real quickly, how do they find Biz-Bob?
You say it perfect, biz-bob.com, or give us a call at 256-337-5200.